KCK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially. And the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say six officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was one arrest. As demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari-brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News. Federal investigators say it could take a year to determine what caused Tuesday's deadly multi-vehicle crash in Ohio that left six people dead, including three high school students.
Investigators say the deadly highway crash outside Columbus, Ohio, wrecked five vehicles.
We had a commercial motor vehicle, then there was the red SUV. Then there was the motor coach.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy saying her investigators have made recommendations in the past to try and avoid many highway tragedies and that governments often do little or nothing to put them in place. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Thousands of state scientists in California began a rolling three-day strike on Wednesday. It's the first ever strike by a state civil service union. They have not had a contract since 2020. The National Book Awards honored the best in literary works. The Fiction Award went to Justin Torres for his novel Blackouts. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of the worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjan Beauchamp was roughed up. Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we're still thinking about you, brother. We love you. Keep healing. And then, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want
to
be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win for Coach. Dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 42. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, 64. Lows around 25 tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 46.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making and leading the list of things that were made that will be seen as history forever and ever. The House did pass Mike Johnson's clean resolution, continuing resolution. Remember, this is one that absolutely honored, without any cuts, the deal that McCarthy and Biden made last May, and that frankly was reduced to a bill and signed by Congress. It was passed by Congress, signed by Joe Biden, passed by the Senate. It's the law. It said that if we can't come to an agreement on a budget, they're going to use certain figures, and it's baked into the bill. That means that any attempt by the right wing in the Republican Party to change that, to reduce spending, would really have to be a new law and amend or reject that previous thing that they signed. Now, the final vote was 336 to 95. Democrats provided more votes than Republicans. 209 Democrats voted for it. 127 Republicans voted for it. That means that 93 Republicans did not vote for it. Two Democrats did not vote for it. First of all, I want to tip my hat to Hakeem Jeffries. That is unbelievable discipline. He has a squad of about 20 people, progressive caucus that is many times that, who are always nipping, and you can never be sure about what they're going to do. Then he has Blue Dog Democrats. Then he has DeLauro, the magnificent congresswoman from New Haven, Connecticut, who said she wasn't going to support this thing. And nevertheless, out of his 211 votes that he has, he got 209 of them to vote for it. That means they actually had to show up, which is a big deal in and of itself. So it passed 336 to 95. Mike Johnson put it on the floor under a special rules provision that required a two-thirds majority. He had the opportunity to do it under a different rules provision that would have only required a majority, but it would have required the consent of the Rules Committee, and he couldn't depend on some of the right-wing MAGA nuts that are on the Rules Committee. It's clear to me that Mike Johnson, either Hakeem Jeffries or one of the other leadership, sat down in advance and made it clear that this could be done. Mike Johnson's statement, the new speaker's statement, quote, here's what he said: "We are better positioned in the upcoming supplemental debate to demand border security, ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, and support our cherished ally, Israel. But I want to talk about that for a second. During the Cold War, and I remember this well just reading the newspapers a long time ago, every time a Russian leader would say anything, and even now with Putin, certainly with Xi, we have analysts that spend days analyzing every word in what they say, because they're going to come out with the same old baloney, but there are different changes in expression, changes in adjectives, changes in adverbs that can convey significance. And that was what was done with Mike Johnson, because what he's trying to do, he's trying to keep together a coalition of about 222 Republican votes. And he has people in there who, remember, called the chair on Kevin McCarthy and threw him out. So he has to be very careful. So he's going to use language that sounds aggressive and on their side. But consider what he just said, and I'm going to tell you how I interpret it and how I think the Democratic leadership interprets it. He says, we are better positioned in the upcoming supplemental debate. What's that about? Well, I'll tell you what. It's about the debate for the long-term budget on all 12 appropriation bills. Four of them are going to come due by January 19. Eight of them are going to come due on February 12. That's what he means by upcoming supplemental debate. And he says to demand border security, ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, and support our cherished ally, Israel. That's a very important statement coming from a Republican speaker, because here's how you can break it down. He will vote for Ukraine aid. He will vote for Israel aid. And by when I say vote, the speaker doesn't vote. The speaker is supposed to be the speaker of the whole House, unlike the U.S. Senate, where you have the majority leader and the minority leader. The majority leader is the leader of the Democrats in this case. The speaker, even though obviously he's a Republican, is supposed to be the speaker of the whole House, because what you have is you have a majority leader Republican and a minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat. Now, there are a lot of those Republicans that have said they won't vote for Ukraine aid at all, under any circumstances. For him, when he sends ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, that's his way of saying, hey, I'm a good Republican, I want oversight, but I'm going to vote for Ukraine aid. By vote, I mean put it on the floor. And he's going to need a lot of Democratic votes for that. And oversight can be anything that he negotiates with Joe Biden and with Hakeem Jeffries. And it may be, there are audits, by the way, of all this. And most aid that goes to these foreign countries is just armaments that we produce here in the United States, pay for here in the United States, shipped to them, and it's used in the battlefield. And that's never been a problem with Ukraine. We also provide Ukraine with economic assistance so they can run their government so that they don't give in to the Russians. He may be saying, okay, maybe we want oversight on that, which we already have, by the way, quite a bit of oversight, and that can easily be negotiated. But the point is, he can then go back to his caucus and say, hey, I really toughened up Ukraine aid. I ensured oversight. Then he says, support our cherished ally, Israel. That's vitally important. Vitally important. And most of the Republicans are for it, and most of the Democrats are for it. But it's good to hear the speaker say it. And the speaker also spoke at the rally for Israel on the mall yesterday. He gave a very strong speech. Now, the one other thing he said in here is demand border security. And that mirrors something that Mitch McConnell and the Republican moderates in the Senate have started to talk about. You know, they endorsed Biden's $106 billion aid package for Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel, and the border. But now Mitch McConnell even is saying, and I hear now Mike Johnson saying it in these words, that they're going to want more than money at the border. They're going to want changes in how refugees and what are now people coming in illegally in the country are handled. And I don't know what they're going to demand. They may demand that some of them stay in Mexico until their cases are processed. so they don't just go all over the country and then never come back for their court date. I have no idea what they're going to say. But I think we can stand by for that. And I also think that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer, when that comes up, and if it's endorsed by Mitch McConnell and the Republican moderates in the Senate, they're going to have little choice but to negotiate on that. But the good news in that statement is that he will support Ukraine aid and Israel aid, and obviously something for the border in terms of money, but also change in position on the border. The Senate has signaled that they are going to pass this. Remember something about the Senate. They have unanimous consent. Tuberville and Rand Paul could block it. There's an exception for budgetary matters. There's an exception for budgetary matters. And Chuck Schumer could say this is a budgetary matter and unanimous consent isn't required. And it also can't be filibustered. So I think, assuming that Kyrsten Sinema and Manchin go for it, this thing is as good as gold. But there's a lot of anger, I want to stress, in the Republican caucus right now. I just watched the news just before I came on the air, and Scott Perry and Chip Roy, they're both people, honest to Pete, who shouldn't be in the Congress. Scott Perry asked for a pardon from Trump. He knows that he's a criminal. He broke the law. He was one of the architects of stealing the vote and overturning the election. And both of them were arrogant and very nasty towards Mike Johnson. They said, first strike, second strike, three strikes, you're out. You have 10 days to convince us that you're going to do the right thing on these bills in January and February. The problem with that is that if the MAGA right-wing nuts demand that those appropriation bills take big haircuts that weren't agreed on in May and frankly aren't in the law right now, Biden and Schumer aren't going to agree to that. Mike Johnson's going to have no choice but to write the bills to mirror the deal that was made in May. And the question is, do these clowns call the chair? They can. Right now, because of Mike McCarthy's concession, the rule is that the chair can be called by one person. I'm going to make a statement right now. I think it is essential. This is a strange thing to say from a former Democratic Party chairman, that this time it's essential that the Democrats provide the votes to keep Mike Johnson in there. Why do I say that? Mike Johnson's bad on a couple of things. For one thing, he says he doesn't have a checking account. He's not transparent financially. I don't like that. And secondly, he doesn't believe in separation of church and state. In fact, he just made a statement the other day saying that separation of church and state isn't what most people think in the First Amendment. Who the hell is he? He's not a constitutional scholar. So that bothers me a great deal. But we would have provided the votes for Kevin McCarthy if he hadn't shot his mouth off on national TV the weekend before the vote. Because if you have somebody in there who at least will do a deal, and in this case, Johnson did it with 209 Democrats and only 127 Republicans. That's what we like. The 127 Republicans satisfy the Hastert rule, which means that over half the Republican caucus has to be for it. He's got to be able to do that in Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and a lot of other things coming up. We got to keep him in there. We got to hold our nose and keep him in there. This is a statement to Democratic congressmen in this state and to Hakeem Jeffries. Don't screw around this time. Don't have Jim Jordan get in there. Coming up, some big news about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially, and the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say six officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was one arrest. Those demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari-brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 42. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, 64. Lows around 25 tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 47.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially. And the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say six officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was one arrest. As demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News. Federal investigators say it could take a year to determine what caused Tuesday's deadly multi-vehicle crash in Ohio that left six people dead, including three high school students.
Investigators say the deadly highway crash outside Columbus, Ohio, wrecked five vehicles.
We had a commercial motor vehicle. Then there was the red SUV. Then there was the motor coach.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy saying her investigators have made recommendations in the past to try and avoid many highway tragedies and that governments often do little or nothing to put them in place. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Thousands of state scientists in California began a rolling three-day strike on Wednesday. It's the first ever strike by a state civil service union. They have not had a contract since 2020. The National Book Awards honored the best in literary works. The Fiction Award went to Justin Torres for his novel Blackouts. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially. And the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say 6 officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was 1 arrest. Those demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari-brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News. Federal investigators say it could take a year to determine what caused Tuesday's deadly multi-vehicle crash in Ohio that left 6 people dead, including 3 high school students.
Investigators say the deadly highway crash outside Columbus, Ohio, wrecked 5 vehicles.
We had a commercial motor vehicle. Then there was the red SUV. Then there was the motor coach.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy saying her investigators have made recommendations in the past to try and avoid many highway tragedies and that governments often do little or nothing to put them in place. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Thousands of state scientists in California began a rolling 3-day strike on Wednesday. It's the first ever strike by a state civil service union. They have not had a contract since 2020. The National Book Awards honored the best in literary works. The Fiction Award went to Justin Torres for his novel Blackouts. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC telling us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you. know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio, Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.